CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChute portion. We're going to start off with brand new hams that have never checked into the net before or have only done it once or twice and are not sure of the protocol. We'll give them the opportunity to go without a protocol. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, no new hams this evening. We'll go ahead and go dive right into the pre-net check-ins. Net control like to recognize W4FCM. That's Fred. He's bringing with him N4IEI. That's Miss Isla. And W4DF. That's Don, and he's an Emin. And Fred and Isla are in Traveler's Rest. And KI4LZI, that's Andy on Table Rock. KD2RKN, that's Jason in Williamson. And KJ4HYC, that's Shane in Six Mile. Appreciate you all being with us tonight, if you're out there listening. Appreciate you taking advantage of the pre-net check-in capability. And tonight being Monday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the net with Echo Through Hotel. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters E through H would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Please check in W4 Fox Echo Echo. Dan over in northern Simpsonville. We have a little thunderstorm going on, but around it, well, not raining much, but some wind and lightning and thunder. But anyway, I'll try to be here for a comment.
DJW, please check in. KJ4HIAG, and please check in Robbie. KJ4KOX, Great Wolf Downtown. Negative.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville where it's raining. We had a gully washer and a half over here, Dan. It was dumping it out of the sky. We had a river going down the side of the yard four feet wide, and it never does that. So, yeah, it dumped a lot over here in Greer. But anyway, I've got you down for comments. We'll be back to you in just a little bit. Next, I'd like to recognize KJ4HIA, that's Gene, he's over in Greenville, bringing with him KJ4KOX, that's Miss Robbie. Appreciate you being with us this evening, Gene. Tell Miss Robbie we said hello and you guys stay safe. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
In and out, Kilo Golf 4, India Charlie November, Logan in Black Mountain.
DJW. In Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Chandler are negative and negative tonight, unless you need a snake story.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KG4ICN, that's Logan in Black Mountain. Good to have you with us tonight, Logan. Hope you're doing okay and staying dry. Hope you're not getting buckets of rain like we did. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, and I might be back to you if it doesn't run long enough for second shift to get here. Harry, appreciate the offer. Appreciate you being here. Stay safe. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel.
You may recognize me as a pre-check-in. I apologize, so I just walked in. Whiskey 4, Foxtrot, Charlie, Mike, Fred, Wife Island, November 4, India, Echo India, TR, negative, negative, thank you.
Check in Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTP, Kilo, November 4, Hotel, Tango, Papa, and I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, and he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, and W2MJB, that's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. You guys stay safe. And Fred, yes, I did get you checked in with the pre-net check-ins, you and Miss Isla at the very beginning of the net, but I appreciate you making sure. Never hurts to be sure. Any other stations, Echo through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter of the suffix of the call begins with letters I through L. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. In Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you guys.
JW. Good to miss Amy, you're well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you, Dave, Miss Amy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
For DJW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night.
73. Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize W4JHU. That's Ellis over in Columbus, North Carolina, who's in and out. Short time. Good to have you with us tonight. L free to secure at your leisure. KK4JFO, that's James sounding good from Tuxedo, North Carolina. You must have a pipeline directly to the repeater, James, because you're always sounding good. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And W4IOE, that's Sid up in Fletcher, North Carolina. And Sid is the one that calls the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. sharp, with a tone of 91.5 on the frequency 146.64. Be sure and check in with Sidney every Sunday night at 8. I'm sure he'd appreciate that, and I'm sure you would enjoy it. They have a lot of good discussions. And that is the club that has the SlowScan TV after the net, sending pictures through VHF on the same frequency. So if you want to experiment a little bit with Slow Scan TV, be sure and check in with Sid on his net on Sunday evenings at 8 and hang around afterwards to do some Slow Scan TV. I'm sure they'll teach you how to do that and make you feel right at home. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello and you guys stay safe. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. He's over in Greer. And that's where I am. That's where they make their home. He's bringing with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello, and you guys stay safe. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Hello, Mike 4, Zulu Sierra Tango. My name is Joel from Anderson. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KM4ZST. That's a Zulu Sierra Tango. That is Joel from Anderson. Sounding good tonight, Joel. Appreciate you being with us tonight. And this is the first time I have you in my log. So just want to let you know we're here every single night at 9 p.m. Appreciate you stopping by every chance you get. I hope you stay safe. Appreciate you being here. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. How you doing, Yeah. How you doing, Dave? This is Sam. That's Latam. KG4, LPF, that's Lima. Got this Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Papa, Foxtrot. Sam, just Latam.
Okay, Nick, I'd like to recognize KG4 LPF. That's Sam, sounding good from Slaptown this evening. Sam, appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you stay safe. We do have an EchoLink station. So we're going to let EchoLink stations go now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is KO4EEA. Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Echo Alpha. Steve from Hanya Path, South Carolina.
Okay, wasn't sure if I wasn't seeing any EchoLink stations over there, so giving them the opportunity to check in if there was any others. That Steve is the only one that I saw over there. Net Control, like to recognize KO4EEA. That's Steve checking in from... Is that Donalds, South Carolina, Steve? Where was that from?
Yes, sir. That's my home address. But I'm in Honeypath tonight. I'm calling off Echo Link off of my phone up here in Honeypath there. Good evening.
Okay, I thought it was something different than what I than what I had in my book, but appreciate you keeping me straight on that, Steve. You stay safe, and appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. One last call for India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call that begins with the letters M through P. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November, Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. While in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
W4DJW. Please check in and out, K4OSH, Kilo 4, Oscar, Sierra, Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Okay, next we'd like to recognize WP4MOU. That's Ron over in Pickens. Ron, I wasn't sure if you brought anybody with you or not. You had a lot of white noise in there, but it cleared up just about the time you were giving your call, just enough for me to pull WP4MOU out of there. So I did get you checked in. If you had anybody else you were bringing with you, try it again, move around, try to get a little bit better X, and we'll get them checked in too, if it was anybody besides just you. Appreciate you being with us and stay safe. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW, that is Rick, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all in Piedmont. You're sounding good as usual, Miss Lorena. We do appreciate you being here. Please tell Rick and Michelle we said hello, and you guys stay safe. And KK4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Sounding good as usual, Pat. Appreciate you being here. Stay safe. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt Nimman. I'll be negative, negative.
W4DJW.
Yourself 4, Charlie, Kilo, Tango, John, and Honey Pipe out of turn, but I want to get checked in. I just got through with Anderson 2-meter net. And I'd like to invite everybody checks in. Come over and check in with Anderson 2-meter net. We have a net every night at 8:30 over on 146790. And I'm the net controller on Monday night. We appreciate all that comes over to check in with us. Good evening, and good evening to everybody on the net. And I'll just be in and out tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt over in Edmond. You're sounding good tonight, Walt. Do appreciate you being with us. And KF4CKT, that's John over in Honeypath, who just finished up the Anderson Net. Do appreciate you spinning the dial and coming over here after calling that net, John. Hope you got a lot of check-ins. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we drained the Mike through Papa group. We'll go ahead and bump it up to Quebec through Tango. Any other stations that with the first letter of suffix or call begins with through T and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Kilo Juliet 4, Tango Lima, KJ4DL John, Casey, South Carolina. I'll just be in and out. I can seldom check into this net, but it sure is great to hear you guys.
DJW. In Whiskey November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
W4DJW. Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. Still tired from the weekend, but I think we all had a good time. Please take me in negative to negative. I got to go do some stuff. Thanks for hosting the net and tell everybody 73 for me.
Again, Kilo November 4, Romeo Juliet November, John and Inman, and I'll hang around.
W, this
is in 4OVQ. I missed out a turn. I was on my handheld and I couldn't get you. I'm just in and out.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4TL. That's John over in KC. Well, John, you're making the trip just fine this evening. I've heard you 100% clear, full copy, no issues whatsoever. So good job. Appreciate you being with us tonight, and you stay safe. And WN4S, that's Chris over in Greenville. You're sounding good as well, Chris. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. K4RHF, that's Bob, who just wrapped up field day for W4NYK. Appreciate you doing that for the club, Bob. I heard you did a good job. You take care and rest up. Appreciate you being here this evening. And KM4RJN, that's John. He's over in Inman. I got you down for comments, John. We will be back to you in just a little bit. And a voice I haven't heard in quite a while, N4OVQ, that's Stacy over in Anderson. Sounded good tonight, Stacy. Appreciate you, your persistence to get in here. Couldn't get in here on the handheld, but you made it on the other station that you're using, so you sounded good. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stacy. Stay safe. Any other stations in the... Well, we've got another EchoLink station. So we're going to give EchoLink stations the opportunity to check in now. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Tula, Utah. Be negative and negative. Just listening.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KW4TS, that is Jim, who is out there in Tooling, Utah. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Stay safe on the mobile. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you made lots of contacts while you were scanning up and down the bands over the field day weekend. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters U through Z. And would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Below 4 X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Name is Tommy. Location Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy sounding good from Southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. Hope you're staying safe. Hope you had a good field day weekend. Any other stations, Uniform through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like no one else in that group. We'll go ahead to the patient group, the Alpha through Delta group. Stations with the first letter suffix of call that begins with letters A through D, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
November 4, Uniform, Bravo Golf. That'd be KN4, UBG, Kevin, Fountain Inn. I'll be negative, negative. Check me in and out, please. 73 is you. Everybody on net.
W. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. Be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right and staying safe out there. 73s.
TJW. November 4, Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, Dave and Annette. I have no traffic, but I'll hang for a comment. Good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KN4UBG. That's Kevin, sounding good from Fountain Inn this evening. Good to have you this night, Kevin. Hope you're doing well, staying safe. Hope you made lots of contacts on Field Day weekend. KO4AOW, that's David over in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You're sounding good as usual. And N4DIZ, that's Joel over in Greenville. I'll be back to you in a little bit for comments, Joel. Appreciate you hanging around with us this evening. Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my sweet little pride joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary, sounding good from Easley tonight. Bring along with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy over in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. You're sounding good. Hope you had a good field day weekend. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet? Let's check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W. check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK 4, MTU Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slap Town.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4FTU. That's Richard, sounding good from Northwest Anderson County, which is Slaptown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. You sounding good as usual. One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. June, Kilo Golf,
Fox,
Charlie, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, November, Papa, landed Mobile, Pickens, in and out.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KG4WNP. That's Landon, who is mobile out in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. You're sounding good. Stay safe out there. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one on the stump this evening is WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. Dan, is it still raining? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good evening, Dave. This is WP4FEE, and I don't know. It was just sprinkling. All we've gotten so far is just a sprinkle. We had a lot of clouds, real dark black clouds, a little bit of wind, not much like yesterday. Yesterday, man, I thought it was going to blow the house away yesterday. I mean, we had a lot of wind shear and stuff coming through here yesterday, laying the trees over. I mean, I thought some of them was going to fall, but we made it through it. It's just a blast, you know, and didn't get any rain out of that one either. So I think it's split right over here, and a lot of it come up toward Greer and out that way towards Spartanburg yesterday, and I think today most of it come down through Greer and out that same way, and then some of it went down to Simpsonville Fountain and Lawrence down that way. So, anyway, maybe we'll get something for the nights over there, over.
Well, Dan, I don't know how there could be any left after it left here because it created rivers in the yard and deep and wide rivers in the yard. I think I still have some grass out there, but it just opened up. I mean, it was pouring. Yesterday, we got some rain, and I was looking out the front windows, and I saw the street was completely wet, and I could see the sidewalk was wet. And then I went to the backyard and looked out to see how bad it was out there, and the deck was dry as a bone. So it split the rain between the front yard and the backyard. Front yard and the street got soaking wet. The backyard was dry as a bone. So I'm glad we got plenty of water today. I shut the sprinklers off when it started raining, but it dumped it out. I mean, there are a lot of it in Greer. I can see why we didn't leave you any, Dan. If it was coming from Greer going toward Simpsonville, there was none left after it passed over Greer.
We had just a little bit of light and some thunder. And really, really, really dark, ominous looking clouds, but it just kind of blowed on over. So I'm glad we didn't have the wind. I tell you, the wind bothers me worse than the lightning and thunder does. And I got some pretty good trees right here beside my house that belong to my neighbor. And I think he's getting some estimates on getting them took out, and I wish he would hurry because this one big maple right here really bothers me. I can't sleep at night when it's storming. I'll be up, and because that thing falls, it's going to fall right on my house, and I don't want to be around it when it does.
Yeah, we saw a lot of that over in Taylor's, the helicopter pictures after that tornado went through Taylor's. And people were standing on the roof of their house with chainsaws cutting trees off of what was left of their house. Yeah, you don't want that to happen. I got some pretty big trees like that I worry about, too. I usually worry more about it after it's been raining for about 4 days straight, and then the winds get up. That's when the ground is soggy wet, and those roots don't have a lot to hang on to. It doesn't take much to push them over at that point.
That's exactly right, and that's what this situation is here. He gets a lot of runoff from my neighbor above me, comes down across mine, and then he gets mine and that neighbor together onto his down here, and it kind of pools right here where those trees are standing. And after 3 or 4 days, especially if it gets steady rain, that ground gets real, real soft, and they've been He's leaving Cyprus. He's got some in there that are pretty tall. There was two of them fell over last year, one toward his house, one leaned over across his fence and laid over against the side of my house and kind of on the roof, but it didn't fall to do any damage. It just kind of laid over real slow, and so it didn't do any damage at all to the house. Then he had a hardwood in the corner out there just for no reason at all, just fell over. It was a pretty good sized tree, but it fell toward his house too, but it didn't hit anything, so I'm glad it didn't do any damage on his side over there either, but man, I'll be glad when he gets these things out of here. Over.
Come in.
Go ahead, comment.
Up K4RHF, that one of Taylor's you were talking about came about 3 blocks from my house. I just stood on my front porch and listened to it go by, and my family was yelling, "Come on inside and get in the hall," and I was going, "Wow, this is really cool." I didn't know it was only 3 blocks away.
Well, I'm glad you didn't have any destruction around your house, Bob. That's good, because there was a lot around you. I saw some pictures of some people standing by trees that did fall over, old, big, tall trees with a big trunk, and it took up a wad of dirt that when a person would stand up next to it on the dirt side of the tree, not the trunk side, but the dirt side of the tree, their head, the top of their head didn't even come up to the center of the tree. And there was that much more dirt up in the air on the tree roots that pulled that a chunk out of the ground. I don't know, at least 10, maybe 15 feet in diameter. That's a lot of force to pull all those roots out of the ground at once.
I had two down in my backyard. One of my trees and the neighbor's tree fell down, but they actually got loosened up and they fell down a week later when we had a thunderstorm.
Best to get somebody to come out there and disassemble the tree limb by limb and top section by top section rather than let the whole thing come down on your house.
You're on that, I'll tell you now. So this guy here, I hope you get these cleaned up. But, one of the boys that drives with me over there, he lives over at Taylor's, right where this gentleman is. And a tree did fall on his house over there. And he's had a time. He had to get them to come in there. The way the tree fell on the house, they had to bring a crane down there to lift the tree as they cut it to keep it from doing more damage to the house. But they got it off with minimal damage, further damage, I'll put it that way. And he's still trying to get it all fixed up. Over.
Well, hopefully he had good insurance. We heard that one that went through Seneca, there was a lot of people that their house was already paid for, and maybe they didn't continue the insurance after the payments were done, and there was a lot of people left with destroyed houses with no insurance to cover it. Now, that would be rough. I think it was Alex over in Clemson that was telling us about that. Those houses from that tornado are still torn apart, nobody living in them. I guess they moved out, and they're nobody doing any work on them, so the damage is still there. Hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, roger that, yeah. Well, I don't know why anybody would keep the insurance on the house, even if they get it paid for. That to me would be the most critical time, too. So, I always keep insurance on your house, man. You don't ever know what's going to happen to the house. And trust me, I done found out two different times we've had water damage in our house, and just from one was a dishwasher leak, the most recent one, and leaked under the cabinets, and we didn't know it till it was too late. That thing really, really was a mess. And then we were going on vacation one time, and the supply line broke and came loose from under one of the commodes in the bathroom. It flooded about half the house up here, so. I know I've been through this. I don't want to go through none of this anymore.
Well, I've never had to use insurance on my house yet, knock on wood. I did get a new roof put on after a hailstorm, and they did give me a little bit of help, but not a lot. But the roof was 20 years old. They said, "You got 20 years service out of that roof. That's pretty good." So they didn't give me a lot of help on it, but I did get a new roof after that because we did notice that there was a spot. I went up in the attic, and you could see some water coming through what those pipes that go up through the ceiling. So that's the only time I've ever had to use it. I hope I don't have to. I got some big trees around the house, too. Took out 25 of them over the last year ago for the 2 years before that. Took out 25 and then had a tree climbing company take out some that were closer to the house. But there's still a few that I just don't want to let go of. They're beautiful trees. They're really big trees. I really don't want to cut them down, but I probably should.
Doesn't sound like you had any trees around the house. Sound like you had the whole forest around the house there.
That's true. I still got a couple of hundred trees. I took out 25. There's still probably a couple of hundred of them surrounding the house on the back and both sides. I like trees, but I like green grass too. And you can have one or the other, but not both. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 meter net.
W4DJW, and Dave, I understand exactly what you mean, and I work on this grass around here. I got two maple trees in the front yard that are away from the house, and but I have a problem getting the grass to grow under them. I've tried all different kinds. I had better luck last time, but I'm going to try it again this fall, see what happens. I'll try something different. But I'm going to let you go, see if you can get somebody else, and good talking with you. Good to hear you on here. Sound like you got a good one going. Maybe the second shift will check in a little bit. But you take care. Have a good day. See you later. This is WB4FEE, Cliff.
Okay, Dan. Well, the only way I found to continue that grass to growing, the only way I found to do that when you've got a lot of shade is just to overseed all the time. And I remember when I was growing up, my mother standing out in the yard. We had big trees when I was growing up. And I remember her with a sack of seed in her arm and her just walking around the yard just throwing seed out. And I remember her doing that over and over and over again. And my parents always had a beautiful lawn the whole time I was growing up. Even after we drove cars on it, they still had a beautiful lawn. So that's what it takes. I'm coming to the conclusion that's the only way to have beautiful grass is just to continually put seed out. It works. It's laborious, and it can get expensive if you're not careful, but nothing like a nice, pretty green lawn. Take care, Dan. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag shoe portion of the net, and look forward to doing it again the next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
Please check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango W2T Rusty. I'm over here and more. No traffic, no comments tonight, Dave.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Charlie Alpha.
Net control.
Please check in Whiskey 4 Kilo Alpha Bravo, Kenneth in Arden, negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Please check in KO 4 DZY, Craig in New West, negative and negative.
Okay, it looks like second shift has arrived. Net control, I'd like to recognize WU2T. That's Rusty over Moore. Good to have you as tonight, Rusty. You're sounding good. KO4ACA, that's Bill over in Greenville. Good to have you as tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. And W4KAB, that's Kenneth in Arden. Sounding good from Arden tonight, Kenneth. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And KO4DZY, that's Greg in Due West. Sounding good from Due West this evening, Greg. Appreciate you taking time to check in on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet. Okay, the next one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's John over in Emmon. John, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KN4RJN. The dog's whining at me wanting to go out, so let Harry tell his snake story, and I'll be back here in just a minute.
Okay, we'll do that. Let's see if Harry is still around. KC4EZN, Harry, are you still there? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN, we'll save the snake story for John. I'll talk about field day instead. We worked 1E, which is kind of interesting, sitting here at the house in front of the same radio right now. A little bit more comfortable to work that way, and then I bought a generator back in the spring and had not run it for an extended period of time, so I ran it. I think I spent 13 hours on a radio, and so the generator ran for all of that. I gave up about midnight. Somewhere the body and the spirit and all of that stuff crossed paths and said it's time to go to bed. But I got 118 contacts, and about 25% of them were single sideband. The rest of them were FT8. I tell you, we ought to really encourage some of these younger hams. There's a young man up here. His name is, I think, John Hopp the Fifth. We call him Junior. He's 14 years old. His call is AA4LS. And I listened to him on 40 Meters Saturday afternoon, and you have never heard a more professional contest worker. He spoke very clearly, copied things correctly, was very polite, and I would guess he was working 3 to 5 contacts per minute when he was hitting it really, really strong. Like I said, this is a young man, he's 14 years old right now. He was 12 when he got his extra license. I think I was there when he took the test. But anyway, that was kind of fun. Really interesting. Propagation wasn't all that great going west. I had a lot of contacts. The hardest state I had to get was South Carolina, believe it or not. Got up Sunday morning and worked a guy on 80 meters just so I could finish out the section. But anyway, and we've had no rain up here to speak of. A little bit of sprinkling. It rained a little bit this morning. The newspaper was wet on the top. When I went out to pick it up this morning, they double bag it in plastic, so the paper's not wet. But it rained after the paper man came, so that was probably 5:30-ish or so. Anyway, had fun. North Carolina's restrictions, I think, are a little bit tighter than yours. The club decided not to do field day as a club because we meet at the local technical school up on the parking deck, which is really neat because you put antennas on the top level and then you go down one level and you're undercover, so if it rains or something, you're pretty well protected, but campus is closed. So we decided to do it pretty much from home, which that was okay. I still had fun. Like I said, we'll save the snake story for John Friday night. This is one that's got a little bit of an extra twist to it. I don't want to waste John's snake story. Plus, they've got to build up his anticipation a little bit. If he's back from walking the dog, we'll let you check him out. W4DJW KC4EZN. Have a good one. Thanks.
Okay, Harry. Well, we do appreciate the report on field day, and I did hear this, that listening this morning, I heard Gary, E-E-Y, Gary, W4EEY, say that the Greer Club probably had a record field day, even without a go-to station. So I'm thinking it was pretty successful. A lot of people got out. A lot of people had cabin fever probably and went out and did field day, or either did it from home and were able to make it a really good success. So I'm glad to hear that you had success too. And that's a lot of FT8 contacts. FT8 makes it easy. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. That's kind of like PSK was in its heyday. But appreciate the report. And yeah, we'll make John wait for the snake story. I know he's trying to get that snake story out there. So we'll make him sit and wait in anticipation. Let's see if the dog walk is finished up yet. KN4RJN, called W4DJW, Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is KN4RJN. I'm glad I didn't miss it. I was looking forward to hearing that. I'm glad I didn't miss it, so I appreciate that, Harry, for holding on to that till Friday. But I did get the grass mowed today, and we didn't get any rain over here at all. Dave, I don't know what happened to you, but we didn't get a drop.
Well, we were about to break out Noah's Ark because we thought it was going to flood the world. Yeah, that's how much rain we had. It was coming down, gully washers, Sean. I don't know. I hate to look at the side yard in the morning. I know a lot of the mulch is going to be gone, and I'm hoping none of the grass is, but it might be too. That's about a 4-foot wide river, and I don't know, maybe about 6 to 8 inches deep that was running down between me and my neighbor's yard. And there's a ditch in the backyard. I hate to look at what it did too. I couldn't see that far back when it was pouring down rain. It was just too much rain to see the backyard, but I could see the side yard. But there was something else. Oh yeah, you've had that raspberry pie running and crunching Einstein, I think, for a while, and probably Rosetta. I was curious how it's doing temperature wise, and now that you're getting comfortable with it, can we get a report on how that raspberry pie turned out?
Well, it's humming right along, and you know, I reach back and feel it, and I feel a little bit of warmth coming out of the little grill on the top of the case. And I plugged it into this Roku TV because it was the only thing I had that had an HDMI hookup on it. And the Roku, if you let it sit there for a while before the COVID thing can go into its screensaver, the Roku thinks it's not getting a signal, and it goes into its screensaver. So I just turn the TV on every once in a while just to check on it and see how it's doing. And then I just turn the thing off, and little raspberry just sits there and hums along. And it doesn't even, you know, I can feel a little bit of heat coming out of the grill on the top of the case, but that's about it. So it apparently is doing all right.
Well, glad to hear that. Glad to hear you got it set up without a whole lot of pain and got it crunching. That's a pretty successful Father's Day present, would you say?
Roger that. I might have to get me a different monitor so I can leave it on and actually see what's going on with it. But let me kick it on here and see what we're doing. But I've got it running the COVID, and then my regular laptop running the COVID, and then my other laptop's running Einstein. But yeah, I've got, let's see here, not quite 6,000 work units done on this one. And they're giving me another notice. I'll have to look at that. But anyway, I have to turn I've got a wireless keyboard and mouse, so I have to save battery in that. I have to turn that off and turn the keyboard off, and then I just go ahead and turn TV off and let the little raspberry run all by itself. So getting everything back on, I have to flip on 14 different things, but, because I have to turn TV on with one remote and then turn the mouse on and hit it so it wakes it up and then look at it. So it sits there and just runs fairly quiet and doesn't put out a whole lot of heat, or doesn't appear to.
Well, I think you're going to find out after a few weeks that it's going to catch up to and pass your laptops. That's what mine did. Eventually, after a few weeks, they do better than a laptop. So they'll a two-core laptop, one with two CPUs, which most laptops, the older ones, that's what they had. So I've got one laptop that only had one core, and it got passed a long time ago. And the others are now passing my newer laptops. So that's a good thing. So anyway, I think you're going to enjoy it. Glad to hear that it's perking along and doing just fine. My wife had to be up in in Tennessee for the last couple of weeks. She just got home this weekend. She was up there. Her sister was in the hospital, and she was sitting with her in the hospital room. She took her laptop with her, so I couldn't see. It's the only one that's got a screen on it that I can see what's going on. And it had Einstein on it. And I noticed last night when I went in there that the screen was up, and it had Einstein's graphics on the screen. And it was the Earth, and it was rotating, and it was showing where the LIGO systems are set up. And you could see the LIGOs standing out and a whole lot of other points on there. I don't know what they all meant, but it was pretty interesting. And it was rotating. The Earth was rotating real slow, and those LIGO centers where they check, and there's half a dozen or more of them around the world that are set up to capture gravitational waves. And that's going to be one I'm going to look into a little bit more. That screensaver was pretty interesting.
Roger that. I just checked the laptop. The laptop has about 6,100 work units, and the Pi
has about 5,900. So yeah, it's about to catch up to it. But for some reason on this TV, if I want to look at, it had flashed me some notices. I won a bronze star apparently, but anyway, or a bronze medal for the work units. What to do? But I have to go into a different mode on that thing to get notices and command lines and that kind of thing. I don't know what the deal is, but I think I'm gonna break down and buy the Raspberry Pi monitor that the little seven inch one that they sell, so that I can keep an eye on this thing all the time. But yeah, it's doing all right.
Okay, well, good enough. Good to hear that it's doing well and you're happy with it and you got it set up without much pain. And they're not very expensive. that's the thing. You can get a lot of work units out of them, and you don't have to invest, you know, like in buying a new computer. Although it is a computer, it's just a single board computer. Anyway, what else you got for us this evening, John? Anything else before I get back to taking check-ins?
Just trying to help stretch this thing out and wait for second shift to show up. Sounds like they may have already. So I'm back on out of here, and 73 is to you, and we'll talk at you later. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Okay, well, I hope you get some rain soon. It's good to get rain after you cut the grass. Anyway, take care. Appreciate you hanging around for the rag chew portion of the net. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we made it up to our last rag chewer this evening. That is N4DIZ. Joel, what you got for the net this evening? Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, N4DIZ. Well, Dave, I don't have a whole lot tonight. It's been kind of stormy over here this afternoon, starting about 6. I live west of Traveler's Rest, about 4 miles, and we had thunder, some moderate rain, and it's good we had no lightning or no high winds, which I'm glad. Of course, before that, it was really hot. And I live in the shade over here. But the other thing is I'm on a new radio, or at least it's new to me. I've been using my Elenco 2-meter radio for the net, but anyway, my high frequency radio, which was a Kenwood TS-430, it just went south on me at my QTH, and so I called a friend of mine, and he said, I'll pick it up and I'll bring you a radio to use. So he brought me a ICOM 706. And this radio's got everything on it. It's a high frequency VHF, UHF. And after I learned some of the programming on how to do things, I had to get the CW set up on it because it's got an electronic gear. And I finally got it turned off.
Well, you dropped out, Joel. You were talking about the electronic gear on the 706. You still there? Hey, Joel, not sure if you're hearing us, but you dropped out right after talking about the 706 and the getting an electronic gear set up on it. Not sure if you're still there. Give us a call back. W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, hoping Joel didn't blow a fuse there or drain a battery or something. But we'll go ahead while he's getting that back together and back on the air and see if we've got any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet. Like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. Joel, did you make it back? N4DIZ, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Okay, hope he gets that worked out and hope we hear from him tomorrow night on the net. Have I missed anyone for comments or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
4DJW.
ahead, Kevin.
Sir, I'd you let you know, I heard you say about the check-in, contacts for the contest. Yeah, I did pretty decent. Done real good. I mean, I didn't get a whole lot, but, I mean, I done good. I mean, I had a ball, and I really didn't get to do a lot of contesting like I wanted to. You know, I had the wife and the kid with me and my mother-in-law, but yeah, it went good, man. I liked it. I mean, I took the camper up, camped out Saturday night, and went back after I took nobody home to pack up the camper, and I made six contacts. Really would have had seven contacts before I left, but I had a ball, man. I had a really good ball. Really good time.
Recheck.
Okay, sounds like Joel made it back. Well, appreciate you jumping in there and filling in that gap, Kevin, and the report on the field day while Joel was getting his radio back on the air. Joel, go ahead. What happened to your radio? Sounds like it happened again. N4DIZ called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net.
Having an issue like I was having earlier. I was trying to key up to talk a little bit this afternoon in the Bilo parking lot, and every time I keyed up, the radio would shut off on me and start back over. This Kenwood TS281A.
Did you figure out what it was, Kevin?
I'm back to working. I don't know what it is. I got alligator clips on the battery out there, and it's the cheaper ones, and I'm thinking that as the motor gets hot, I'm thinking that the alligator clip is not clamping like it should. I'm going to have to buy me some of them really good alligator clips that takes about 40 pounds to mesh it.
Yeah, that can do that, especially if you're transmitting on high power. It doesn't take a lot. You got to have really good solder connections and bolt it on in order to, at least that's what my experience is, in order to make sure that you don't have any issues with the current. Because current, if you get high resistance, it's kind of like a snowball. Once the high resistance goes up, it's hard to come back from that without remaking the connection. Let's see if Joel made it back in. N4DIZ, they're called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, I hate he's struggling with that. You got anything else for us this evening, Kevin?
That's it. I just wanted to let you know that I had a blast over there. I'm looking forward to getting up there on a Friday next year. Get up there a little bit earlier. Get set up and hopefully to do a few more things. I'm thinking about taking a few extra things up with me next year. I'm thinking about taking my whole FT8 system up there. And hopefully, like the one guy did, run FT8. Get as many contacts as I can through FT8. Thinking about taking a couple more antennas up with me next year. And hopefully I'll have my general class by then. That's what I'm hoping. But if you hear anything about the fall mini field day being announced and you don't hear from me, let me know. That way I can keep up with that, because they said we might do a mini field day in the fall. So that would be pretty nice, too, to go up and learn a little bit about the antennas and, working out kinks and stuff. And hopefully we'll have a good turnout on that if we have it.
Comment. Okay, just a second comment. So one of the good things about field days, Kevin, is if there's an extra on the field, everybody can operate on the extra frequencies and because he's there, right? So don't hold back when if you don't have your general yet, and that's a good thing about that's another reason to go to field days, because everybody can operate at the highest level operators class. Holding that operator has. Go ahead, comment.